This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough
Radio.
Talking about the dilemmas of life and no one else will.
And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr.
Kevin McCullough.
Yes, yes, indeed. Thank you. Thank you for having us back in your life on this night from New York. We're glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough is my name. Sounds weird.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's because we have too many people here.
Maybe it's because we were off for too many weeks.
In the live audience here.
It's a full house tonight.
Yeah.
We got a lot of friends in.
We're jamming.
We have a likely new sponsor that's with us tonight, and they're in all the way from Minnesota, and they're just coming out. Well, they just wanted to meet you. That's what it was. But anyway, they're in the house. See, I don't have celebrititis. Only he does. So can I tell you something really just pigheadedly disgusting to start the show?
Why not, Kev?
You were over at the house last week. You saw little Jonathan, who's
sure.
Not so little anymore.
Sure.
My youngest of the two ankle biters.
He's running around now.
Well, he's been giving his mom a significant amount of trouble as of recent on the whole eating thing.
Right.
Now, this doesn't sound like one of my offspring. It doesn't sound like one of my my children.
Mm-hmm.
But he has. And the weirdest thing of all, he doesn't like his peanut butter and jelly.
That's almost communist. Go ahead.
it's completely unnatural. So, you know, it's the weekend today, so I'm home, and mom's not feeling well. So I'm running around the house just being super dad. Oh, yeah! And I saw this thing online last week. It's so cool. It's so true. But, you know, moms make these organic meals with the chicken and the vegetables, and everything's farm raised and everything's nutritious and everything's good for you. And dad makes burp noises. Who's cooler? Dad, of course, because he makes burp. Okay, so I was burp noise dad today, right? I was running around. We were having fun. And it came to lunchtime, and we broke out the peanut butter and jelly, and the boys had eaten this huge breakfast for me, and Jonathan wouldn't eat his peanut butter and jelly.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been in this stage lately where he'll eat anything if you call it dip. So, like, you get some kefir yogurt out in the morning. I won't eat my waffle, but you put some dip out. I'll just stick it in there. And he doesn't, like, slightly eat it. He dog piles. It's just,
it's all going in. Just gets after it.
So, what can we give him as dip for the peanut butter and jelly? Now, he had the yogurt for breakfast. So I'm thinking to myself, well, he likes mustard and ketchup. So, mom makes him this. What are you looking at me like that for?
No, because apparently, mom, like, the mustard and ketchup part is even more severe than you're indicating
mom,
now.
Mom makes this beautiful toasted bread, peanut butter.
Just take the crust off.
Raspberry jam, perfect. Yes,
right. No crust.
Perfect.
Okay.
Creation for
it's not
his,
better than mine, but
for his consumption, and he's not eating it. He's just refusing to eat it.
Uh-oh.
So, I say, you want some dip?
You're so bad.
Now, mom's in the other room. She's kind of like half listening. And you've ever noticed, like, she can be like playing Candy Crush and be lost on level 592
mm-hmm.
and hear you whisper three rooms away something to the boys.
Yeah, it's a chick thing.
I've never figured that out.
Yeah.
So she goes, that's not going to be good. I said, well, I'm not eating it.
So let me understand this. So, you've got your son.
Yes.
And he's got a toasted peanut butter and jelly.
Yes.
And you decide to put on the plate a pile of ketchup.
No.
And,
I asked him.
And
I said,
a pile.
Do you want dip?
And a pile of. How old is the child?
Two. Not quite two.
Yeah. So he's not even two. And you've decided to mix peanut butter and jelly with
ketchup.
With ketchup and mustard.
Yes.
Please continue.
So he said, yes, I want the dip.
Right.
So goes the mustard, goes the ketchup.
And then...
And I watch, because I want to see what's going to happen.
What? Yeah.
I want to see what happens. And he picks up the first finger of sandwich, and he sticks it in the ketchup, and he looks at it.
Oh, my goodness.
And he plops it in the mustard.
Looks at it.
You've got the whole, culinary palate all wrapped up. You've got acid, you've got tomato, you've got mustard, you've got the protein with the peanut butter. Mm-hmm. It's organic peanut butter, by the
sure.
way. Good for you.
Yeah.
Organic jam.
Mm-hmm.
The whole wheat bread. And in it goes. And now I'm looking at his face going, okay, what's he gonna do? And I'm looking and there's nothing. There's no expression coming, and he picks up another one and does the same thing. He eats the whole sandwich. The lovely bride comes in and goes, are you telling me that he ate that disgusting, foul thing that you put in, you brainwashed him with? I didn't brainwash him. You brainwashed him with it. You're telling me he ate all of that and he wouldn't eat the peanut butter and jelly by itself?
Right.
I said, that's what I'm telling you.
Now, we know already on the program that we refer to me as the boiler because I have very strange eating habits myself. I mean, I have my...
Right. I'm thinking that you may have rubbed off on him here.
I got my cake over here and coffee and all that, but... Yeah. And I am a peanut butter and jelly connoisseur.
Of course.
I'm an expert.
Right.
But I'm willing to say that it's probably...
You've never had
a safe assumption that mixing mustard, ketchup with peanut butter and jelly is probably not good for your digestion.
On the gastrointestinal?
Yeah, something like that. So what came of it, Kev?
Well,
was there any aftermath?
He goes down for his nap.
Right.
I take James, the older ankle biter, out. We run some errands.
Sure.
A couple hours. Come back. She stomps through the kitchen looking at me, and I say, what's the matter? And she goes, I want you to know. And that's all I had.
That was
to
good.
I knew what was coming
next. Just
that
inflection. I want you to know.
I want you to know.
Yeah.
Because it was important for her to understand that it was very important to me mm-hmm. that I understood what she was, that this was a desire of hers, that I grasped this.
Yeah. See, as a man, this is what's fascinating. As a man, you think you're doing good because in the end of the equation.
He hadn't eaten lunch.
But no, you're just.
I give him the solution.
You're giving
him the whole lunch.
That's what I'm saying. Go ahead. Perfectly logical.
She goes, I want you to know. That was the most disgusting diaper I have ever changed in my life. I said, what am I going to do?
Anyway, you're listening to and watching Baldwin McKellar Live.
You leave Dad alone with the boys. His job is to get the job done.
If anybody wants to call later with any other recommendations about how Kevin can get his child to eat the toasted peanut butter and jelly, our number is...
What do you have to do to get a child to eat?
888... What's our number? 340-3373. 888-340-3373.
But honest to goodness, what
Baldwin
do you have
McCullough
to do
Live.
To get a child to eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Well, things are changing, Kevin.
I never had to be
Times
bribed.
Times are changing.
I guess.
That's part of what we're going to discuss on tonight's program. Now, in the old days, a nice, cool, tall glass of milk and a PB&J was all you needed to solve most of life's problems.
Yeah.
It's not the case anymore.
That's what they're telling us.
Yeah. Now you have to slobber your children's PB&J with mustard and ketchup, and that's disgusting.
But I
don't
want
me to babysit.
I just
want to
make
soon.
This clear. Yeah. I left the amount that he would dab onto the sandwich entirely within his discretion, because all I did was just go and stick the stuff on the plate.
Listen, I have
he was the one that took the peanut butter and jelly and saturated it into the ketchup and mustard.
Kev, newsflash. He's two.
Right.
He's 2 years old.
You try to tell him how much dip to use.
So what I'm saying is you keep falling back on this alibi, so to speak, of, no, I let him make the choice. No, I let him make the... Be careful with that. My children are 21 and 17, and you kind of have to steer them and guide them a little bit when it comes to that.
How much ketchup and mustard to use?
What I think you ought to do is make a peanut butter and jelly the same way, and you like beef jerky. Right?
Yes, I love beef jerky.
Yeah. So I say you just kind of crumble a little beef jerky in there.
You know, he's been...
Go mustard and ketchup.
He won't even go hot dogs.
And get back to me on that diaper activity.
No. Well, we had a cookout last weekend, and we grilled the hot dogs. Wouldn't touch them until you broke out the mustard and ketchup.
Well, I understand.
And then it was all different.
Mustard and ketchup are intended
for
grilled
hot dogs, yes.
Kevin.
Not for
peanut butter and jelly.
I don't know. You try it. You let me know.
I'm going to try it.
I have no doubt that you would.
Monday. I'm going to wait because tomorrow's the day of the
peanut
Lord.
Butter. Is it blasphemous to eat?
I don't want to show up somewhere and need an exorcism of some kind. That wouldn't be good.
888-340-3373. Well, actually, one of the topics we're going to talk about is the technology of some stuff. That actually will help you supposedly have a more peaceful neighborhood. You will live at greater peace with your neighbors if you buy into this technology. And then there's some technology for your love life in the second hour. We're going to get into that. And Stephen was on time, and he's all dressed nicely. There's something wrong here. Anyway, it's Baldwin McCullough. We're coming right back from New York. Stay with us.
There's something in you that's calling out and reaching out and striving, and you know that when you're performing and when you're singing or when you're dancing, there's nothing like it because you feel like you're finally doing what you were born to do.
So who are the stars of tomorrow? Who do they look up to? And how will they change the culture? AMTC is Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, a talent development ministry with a mission to find, prepare, and launch God's talent. Go to AMTCAudition.com to find the nearest dates and cities where free auditions will be occurring near you.
Some of us are called to be in front of cameras and on sets. That's still our mission field.
Answer the call. Go to AMTCAudition.com. That's AMTCAudition.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live from New York every Saturday night and across hundreds of great radio stations. And, of course, the Biz TV television network. We are honored to be part of your life, part of your home, part of your family. Even if your two-year-old eats peanut butter and jelly sandwiches while dipping it in ketchup and mustard. I'm not a judgmental type the way Stephen obviously is. You know, he's a holier-than-thou kind of guy.
Yeah, that's
whole,
me.
On the whole peanut butter and jelly issue, yeah. At least.
Okay.
So anyway, so welcome back.
Thanks, buddy.
You were gone again for a brief time.
Just 24 hours.
Yeah.
Hours.
So what's the you were digging into some technology stories tonight, DNA in particular.
Well, as usual, I surf around the internet.
Right.
And I prefer coming to the microphone on Saturday nights with funny, interesting, quirky, unique, dynamic opportunities.
You didn't want to come talk about Hamas in Israel or immigration on the southern border or the shot down airliner tonight?
Well, you know, I think folks out there...
Not that we haven't been talking about them for the last 7 days.
Getting enough of that stuff.
Right.
And I, you know, I use AOL, and I get in a lot of trouble from people because I'm still on AOL.
Yeah.
So I'm some kind of, you know, dweeb or something. And but AOL is great because it has lots of unique, diversified stories and topics and things like that. So I came across this dating company that is using DNA, and as I clicked on it, what it'll do is it'll open up stories around that story that are similar to that. So then this DNA story pops up about a neighborhood that has been a little frustrated and fed up with dog poop. Apparently there are dog owners that are not cleaning up after their...
Those are the worst.
Yeah, not cleaning up after their animals. So somebody got frustrated about this, and turns out they went to some kind of a scientific laboratory and got the idea to use DNA in order, in a CSI kind of way, in order to track these culprits, these dogs that are leaving their stuff, so to speak, behind. And I just thought to myself, you've got to be kidding me. That the fact that someone would get the idea to go to such a length to see. Now, when I grew up on Long Island in Massapequa, it was almost every weekend a normal, everyday activity to put some dog poop in a brown paper bag, put it on someone's front stoop.
Because your last name is Baldwin.
Yeah, you know, the old dog poop on fire.
Burning dog
poop. Yeah, somebody would come up and stomp on it. Yeah, and we'd be in the bushes and we'd giggle. And the solution for me at 48 years old now, living in the Nyack area of New York, would just be to do the same thing. Even now, if somebody didn't clean up after their dog, I'd just patiently stalk them, follow them home, see where they live, and then within whatever period of time,
it's not that big of a deal.
The difference between me and the average guy who would put dog poop in a brown paper bag, light it on fire on your front stoop, is I would take that guy's dog's doo doo, and you know what I mean. You see the interesting synergy,
right?
The completion of the circle of what goes around comes around kind of thing. I'd have the guy stomping on his own dog's doo doo just to teach him a lesson. But that's just me. I'm special and unique in that way.
So this story about this neighborhood, what are they doing about it?
They have now implemented, and it's a little confusing to me, because how are they getting the DNA sample of the dog that's the culprit in order to find out from the DNA of the poop? Anyway, there's a story. We have a video for it. We can go to. and it'll tell you pretty much how it works.
So, Nick, if you're ready, let's run the wrap. Go ahead.
Poop at her apartment. And she came into work and said, you know, we work at this animal genetics lab. We have all this equipment. Why don't we do something about this?
If busting Fido's poo seems far-fetched, BioPet says sales in the U.S. and abroad are climbing. As for this Massachusetts community...
Now, you don't really have to worry about dog poop. You can walk where you want. The grass is now ours again. We don't have to worry about it. And that's just a great thing.
Case closed.
Now, in a minute...
Jill Craig, Associated Press.
What we might do is in a few minutes, play that again, because it wasn't actually played from the beginning.
Right.
So we'll do that.
So, but what I got from that, at least, is that there's this... somebody that lives in that neighborhood works at one of these labs.
Correct.
And have access to stuff. So
correct.
They're going to start profiling the dog fecal matter,
yes,
of their neighborhood.
Correct.
So they know which dog is the offending party.
But here's what's interesting. If, in fact, they take enough DNA samples from the stools, so
right,
to speak, they could then, by law, actually go knock on someone's door and say, we think that you haven't been cleaning up after your dog. Please hold your dog's mouth open while we swab his mouth for a DNA search. And if the DNA matches up, they've caught their man.
Oh, man.
They've caught their dog.
Man.
And I'm sitting there, and relevant to using DNA research to catch these dog poop culprits, and what we discussed at the beginning of the program, similarly, there's a dating service that is using DNA to help people connect up, link up, make sure that their matches are better, you know, this, that. I'm sitting here going, am I nuts, or has all of this technology and science and progress, are we just now going too far?
Oh, no.
I think...
We're not going nearly far enough.
I think that's what you think.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you think that it's acceptable to utilize DNA science to catch people who aren't cleaning up after their dog?
Well, absolutely. Though I would be someone that they would catch.
I'm sorry?
I said, although I would have been one of the people they would have caught. I have a phobia about dog poop. It's really strange. You remember Winston.
Sure.
My lovable rescue dog that I saved.
Yeah.
Used to walk him at night.
Yeah.
There was something about the grocery bags that the lovely bride left for me to pick up the dog poo that I didn't quite trust.
Plastic or paper?
Plastic.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a whole other experience, which I actually enjoy.
I didn't.
That's just me.
I didn't trust it.
See, when you scoop it up with a plastic bag,
right,
you know, reversed around your hand, you know, you're getting an experience of the texture, temperature.
See, I'm not. That's not enjoyable to me.
All kinds of things like that.
So I would be guilty on occasion of faking the pickup.
What do you mean?
It would look like I picked it up.
So you're walking your dog at night. He goes number two.
Down to some leaves.
You do the bag motion over your hands. Lean down. Pretend like you're picking it up, but you don't pick it up.
A couple of times I did exactly that, yes.
Well, I think that for everyone that knows you in your area, they can now go to this DNA dog poop organization, and they can...
The offending party has been discovered.
They can press charges.
But I think that DNA is a good thing.
Okay. I don't. I believe I'm old school. I believe that using this type of sophisticated technology
in every
for
area
dating
of our life
and dog doo-doo
no
is a little over the top.
Not only that, those. I want it everywhere. I want it into everything.
Dog doo or DNA?
DNA.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just checking.
Mustard, ketchup, and peanut butter and jelly. Coming right back from New York. Stay with us.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor. And a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin, and he is Kevin McCullough. We do this radio program, and basically the idea is Kevin, being the intergalactic genius, political pundit, talk radio guru, expert in all things.
Okay.
And then there's me, actor guy, Baldwin guy,
creative genius and all things.
Really don't know what I'm doing, but it's going to be fun.
You've always faked that.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. The number's 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. We're talking dog doo-doo.
No, we're not.
And DNA.
We're talking DNA.
Yeah.
But what you found was a couple of stories that talk about how DNA can now be used for the tracking or utilization of other things. Now, when we first discovered DNA, and this happened just a few years ago.
That's proving my
I was thrilled.
Okay, stuff.
Because here's the thing. People have been set free from death row because of DNA technology.
Sure.
They've said, ah, that person didn't do the crime. Or, that person did do the crime. We were right from the beginning. But it's almost removed any guesswork out of the capital punishment
Absolutely.
Game completely.
Yeah, of course.
So if you can apply something that has that kind of dramatic impact.
Certainty, yeah.
To every area of your life, why wouldn't you?
So, like, hypothetically, if you were a single guy.
Yeah.
And you could be involved in some kind of a dating service scenario that through DNA factoring, you could have a greater or better opportunity of sustaining a meaningful relationship with a significant other, whatever, blah, blah, blah. You would be okay with and choose DNA technology in order to ensure that.
I don't know how DNA could actually guarantee you that. But let's assume that it could in some way.
Incompatibility and things like that.
Yeah, but how do you do? I mean, what could be perceived to be?
Well, there's something in the video we'll play later that shows that something in the science part of what's in you and what's in someone
like your
else.
Pheromones or something.
I don't know.
Okay,
something.
So, well, yeah, okay. So the general question being, if it would prove with certainty that you could, I would absolutely be for it.
Okay, I think that's hogwash. I think that's. Because
well, and I respect that because you've been married 20 plus years, so I mean you've got a lot of life behind you. But I still think that when you go into a relationship where you're two very individually oriented and different people, especially mm-hmm. the older you are, mm-hmm. I think you need to have some pretty doggone airtight things down about
nowadays
who you are and where you came from and what you believe.
But let's say it was 25 years ago.
And if you can translate that to your cellular level, yes, I'd absolutely be in favor.
See, now that creeps me out.
Why?
Well,
is it too Terminator for you?
No. First of all, this whole DNA thing and now how governments are collecting people's DNA and kind of like a finger.
Well, that thing is kind of weird.
Right, but kind of like a fingerprint now. So in that NSA kind of DNA
Edward Snowden kind of way.
It's kind of creepy to begin with. But now, as I read these stories, it made me just say to myself, like, why do we have to go to such great lengths, particularly when it comes to meeting people or figuring out if you like someone? In the old days, you didn't know what was going to happen. You met someone and, you had to go through that sweet, charming, natural, organic process of getting to know someone, you know, figuring out what you liked and didn't like, to seeing if you could make it work. Now, I want a DNA sample. I want all kinds of forensic research.
But does having that negate in any way the necessity to still do the courtship?
Well, I think it affects it. I think it impacts it. I think if somebody were to test your DNA, test someone else's DNA, and then test the compatibility, and then like get back to you with a dossier of research and information, I mean, now you're going to start going out to the movies, dating, this, that, and it's just creepy to me that like you've had to have that kind of certainty or a guarantee that there's or an assurance that there's a better chance. It's just weird.
It probably is also utilized on the cellular level to like determine like potential for offspring and other things as well. But okay, question. We'll open the phone lines. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Do you believe that DNA should be used, DNA technology should be used, even down to the dating level of your life, maybe tracking your delinquent neighbor's dog poop, figuring out. I mean, should DNA be used in all these intimate areas of our lives, or should we go without it, be just organic people and just live in community?
Natural.
What Steven? See, I think there's
like
so
the
many,
old days.
I think there's so many messed up people out there. If DNA will help me avoid as many of them as possible in the selection process, like weed people out of the equation,
right?
I think I'd do anything I could to get the upper hand on that.
I think that's nonsense.
All right.
I think it's silly.
So who's right, Steven or Kevin? Coming right back on Baldwin McCullough.
four radio talk show hosts in a village called Kadwa. Here's Danny's story.
Hi, I'm Danny Johnson, and I'm here with Vida in her tiny little home. This home is the size of many people's closets in the United States of America. We're sitting on a bed, just a piece of sheets or plastic that these beautiful babies sleep on. When we came in, she said she wasn't smiling because she hadn't eaten yet. A mother gives her children whatever food that she has, and she's usually the last to eat. They have nothing. This family has nothing. No water, no food, nothing. Won't you do something? The Bible says that if you ignore the cry of the poor, then you too will cry and be ignored. But if you uphold the cause of these people, they're not asking for nice clothes. They're not asking for video games, new socks and underwear. It'd be great if they actually had a pair. We want to build her a home. We want to bring water, clean, fresh water here. But we can't do it alone. We need you.
Dial 855-916-4673 or go to domuchgood.com. That's 855-916-4673.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home. My thoughts exactly. Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits? Not possible. Great minds think alike. Until I tried No-No Pro. Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No? Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line. We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No? Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it. No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits? No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No. Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Brooklyn Tabernacle pastor Jim Cimbala on America's decline in 2014.
And we're in one of the most massive declines, no matter how you try to spin it, in the history of our country. Average church size, the number of biblically defined Christians has sunk by four different polling agencies, somewhere between 6.3% to 9% of the population. The statistics are irrefutable. The church is in a massive decline. Pastors are leaving the ministry at $1,500 a month in America, all 50 states, about one per state per day. We have to go back to first principles of why are we here to spread the gospel? How can we do it successfully? Only through the power of the Holy Spirit. How can we live Christ-like lives when we spend more time with the Lord?
Will spending time with the Lord save America in 2014? Check out pray2014.com. That's pray2014.com and get Pastor Cimbala's prayer focus for this year at no cost. That's pray2014.com. That's thislifenow.net. Live from New York, it's Paul McCullough. If you're watching on the Biz Television Network, it's a live shot of the Statue of Liberty tonight in Liberty Harbor, just not far, for just a stone's throw from where we're coming to you from. And we're grateful for 40 great television markets with Biz TV. And those of you that are in the Los Angeles area, you're still new to the broadcast, the actor Stephen Baldwin, Kevin McCullough, talk radio guy, and we are grateful to be with you every Saturday, 6 to 8 there locally in Los Angeles, but 9 to 11 live Eastern across the country, 888-340-3373, that number on your screen if you're watching by way of television, your access code to become part of the program. You actually get to be on the air, 888-340-3373,
888-340-3373. Oh, boy.
Here's what we're asking. We talked about a couple of these news stories that Stephen found. I always shake in fear and trepidation when I ask him to pick the topic. And tonight is no exception. But
yeah.
But I actually think it's quite interesting because it raises some worldview and some philosophical kind of ideas about DNA and technology and how much do you use technology to overcome basic, well, what used to be, everything had to be intuitive. You had to go with your feeling on something. You had to
sure
kind of put, and to me, that's part of the scariest part of life is living it by intuition. Because if you do,
really,
if you get it wrong,
but that's the lessons of life and things that we learn and that shape our character.
You're still going to get it wrong sometimes, though. Why not have as much information on your side as possible? That's the way I look at it.
Well, I agree with that, but, to certain things, you know, it's like if I can do some things over again, I would have applied exactly what you just said to my education, for example. that would have been wiser.
Yes. Obtaining an education definitely goes better with acquiring more knowledge.
Yeah.
Definitely,
you know,
true.
I didn't know that back in the day.
So here's the thing. They're using DNA technology to do things like track people's offensive dog deposits on people's lawns. They can actually figure out which neighborhood dog did it and then, I guess, hold you account, get you fined or arrested or something. I don't know what the law is. Man, I'm glad I don't have a dog anymore.
Yeah.
And then the other story is this dating thing. This dating service, this online compatibility website, actually wants you to take DNA tests or swab your mouth and send it into them so that they can run a DNA test and see. I don't know what all do they want you to see. In fact, let's get a little more on that from this video report. Take a listen.
I'm Christian Nielsen, and you're watching HuffPost Live. A dating site is using chemistry to predict chemistry. Singled Out, an exclusive online dating site, claims to be the first to use DNA to find potential partners. The site already connects single professionals using their LinkedIn accounts. The new DNA feature will test for biological compatibility between users as well. The process is somewhat simple. New members receive an instant chemistry DNA kit in the mail, then spit into a tube and mail it back. They're testing for two markers, to see genes that influence the immune system and serotonin transporters, which are involved in how people react to different emotions. Instant Chemistry co-founder Ron Gonzalez told USA Today, "With online dating, you have socioeconomic factors people try to match on. Religion, how much you make. This is another layer on top of that so you can better find matches. But that layer comes at a price. Membership for Singled Out starts at $199 for 3 months."
All right. See, I'm even more in favor of it now that I heard the report.
Yeah.
Because if they're actually trying to figure out if they're going to pair me with someone who's going to be a ball bag crying all the time, and because he said it's the serotonin factors that are in the DNA.
Right.
I don't want to be with ball bags crying all the time. Give me someone that likes to have a good time. I want to be with somebody that likes to laugh and go see stuff. So, yes, I'm all in now.
Yeah, I it's totally creepy. And it's weird.
All right.
I believe in the old school. So
who's right here?
So let's give them
the KMC.
Give them the number again.
888-340-3373. Would you use DNA technology to help you define life's choices like your soulmate, et cetera, et cetera? That's what this particular matching opportunity is doing. Let's go to line one. Gino, I knew he'd be the first one out of the block tonight. Gino is in the Bronx listening to our flagship AM 970, The Answer in New York. Hi, Gino.
I always knew that if I listen long enough, you guys are going to eventually talk about picking up dog poop or DNA for it.
Hey, you missed it. We started with the dog poop. We just came around to the substantive stuff later.
Gino, you're old. Yeah. You're an old school guy, Gino. You think
that's right? I am.
But seriously, you think using DNA in order to figure out who you're compatible with for relationships? I mean, is this creepy to you?
Yeah, it is creepy. But
thank
the more important part. is, of course, catching the offending mutt who lets his mutt crap on the sidewalk in front of my house.
Go, Gina.
So we see, we have a dog-free crap zone in front of my house.
Right.
So what we do with the offending party is,
uh-huh,
I usually go to the guy and say, hey, yo, buddy, the law says you got to clean up after your dog. And if he starts giving me lip, I got a nice 3-foot-long aluminum pipe about half an inch in diameter with some electrical tape on the other end,
uh-huh,
and I'll let you hear the sound it makes when it comes crashing down on some fool's head.
Dang.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sound
that
like
usually
you,
works.
Sound like
I don't
just
need to go and take a DNA test of the dog crap to find who the owner was, because usually he's going to have his head cracked open by the aluminum bat that I got hanging in front of the store.
As I said, Gino, I'm old school, too. I mean, I don't know that I do the pipe situation, but I don't know if you heard earlier.
You would apply that
like
if, it
in the old,
if it was a brother.
See,
that
now, what I would do, Gino, is I would scoop up the offender's poop, and I would put it in a brown paper bag. I'd follow him home and then put it on his front porch, light the bag on fire, let him stomp on his own poop.
Yeah, but that's really going way back old school. I mean, that's something that you would have done when you were a teenager.
Right.
Or like your brother Alec, he would do that right about now at 56 years old.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Having this visual aid that I do, usually it works a
sure
lot better than having to spend $1,000 for a DNA test.
Right.
DNA testing should only be for law enforcement and for paternity tests, like Maury Povich does on that imbecilic show he does in the morning.
Right.
Other than that, it's really stupid, it's creepy, and it's a waste of good money.
But what do you think,
so
Gino?
Just get yourself an aluminum pipe and do this. And smack the guy over the head.
There was no noise that time.
Don't hurt yourself, Gino.
No noise that time.
Now, Gino, I need to know your thoughts quickly because we're running out of time. Now, Kevin disagrees with you and I. Kevin believes that this DNA thing should be used for catching the doo-doo culprits and dating and everything.
Why not use as much information at your disposal every time you have the chance?
Well, maybe you should run a DNA test on that little anchor biter that you got that apparently loves to put mustard and ketchup on his peanut butter and jelly. Maybe the kid got DNA from an illegal alien from outer space when you adopted him. When
hey,
they
don't
put
talk,
him on
don't talk about my boy like that, Gino.
We'll
okay
be right back. Thanks, Gino.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. From the very beginning, eHarmony has helped Christians find their perfect soulmate. And I'm so proud to share with you that 565,000 marriages have started on eHarmony.com. Most of those marriages are between two dedicated Christian persons. After years away, I'm back as CEO of eHarmony.com. And I am deeply committed to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. Who you marry will have more impact on your happiness than almost any other decision you make. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Make sure you trust this sacred task to a company that accounts for 438 married members every day. Go to eHarmony.com and get started today for the
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods. From the Freeze Dry Guy, factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen.
a total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough. The number is 888-340-3373.
Hey, Nick, put that picture back on the screen.
888-340.
Look at what a beautiful night it is in New York. That's the Chrysler Building.
888-340-3373.
Isn't that just a gorgeous... Isn't New York the most awesome place in the world?
Sure.
Yeah, I think so.
There's probably more DNA samples being gathered in the Big Apple than just about any other city in the world.
So if you're just joining us, there's this thing that this dating site's doing, and they're collecting DNA of their potential matches for people, and they send you a little kit. You swab your mouth. You spit into a tube. They send it in. They test it. And I was only partially on the fence, and then I heard that they test for the serotonin levels within the DNA. And they use the chemistry of your DNA to match you up with those that are supposedly chemically ideal for you.
Mm.
So,
creepy.
Like for me, they would not pair me with someone who was crying all the time. Because I wouldn't tolerate that.
Sure.
It would be very bad in a dating perspective. I wouldn't want to be around a highly
now
emotional, teary...
I wouldn't mind going through... that kind of an experience and
right.
a journey. And
no, I'm saying I cry all the time.
Oh.
So I don't need another one that's going to do this.
Okay, I got you.
Do the same thing.
I got you. But the question we're posing is this idea of the science of DNA now being used in the most unique and simplistic ways.
Intimate.
Like, trying to catch... dogs and the owners of dogs that don't clean up after their dogs.
Offensive dogs.
That's number one. And then in dating, and that this is the one that really creeps me out, that you can take DNA samples of the individuals and then check out or test their compatibility through DNA. That, I'm sorry, like Gino, it's just, what happened to the old school?
888-340-3373. Is it too invasive? Is it too much DNA, too much in your life? Would you use the technology if it was available to you? And let's also add this to the equation, because I think anybody can say, well, if it costs $1,000, of course I'm not going to use it. But what if it, like all technologies, comes down in price?
Right.
Because, you know, 10 years from now, to get the DNA test, it's going to cost $25 instead of $1,000
or
whatever it is.
But this is what's this dating service is right around $200 to go through the process.
Yeah.
What creeps me out is that it's all of this science and technology and progress, it's all now being used for everything. Like,
yeah.
You know, they're trying to
maximize.
I don't. That's not good.
Hey, Brad, in Des Moines, Iowa, what do you think? Welcome. You're on Baldwin McCullough. Hi.
Hi, I wanted to talk about, you were going to talk about using DNA to find a partner. And there's something really really vital to that, that even without eHarmony or whatever technology, we already do. They're around every one of our cells, skin cells, heart cells, liver cells, every cell we have in our body. There's something called a major histamine complex, okay? They're all around the outside of our cells. And what they do is they say, hey, you're one of the cells that's part of the body. Like, you're me.
Brad, I got it. I got it. We're up against
it. Tell them to hang on.
Yeah, hold on. We'll get back to
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net.
40